The city of Syracuse is one of the communities across the country dealing with the conflicted history of Christopher Columbus and Columbus Day. More than 100 cities across the nation have done away with it, replacing it with Indigenous Peoples Day. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, a community conversation could point the way toward how to deal with Columbus Day in the future.
A year-long dialogue requested by Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh plunged participants into the weeds of the Columbus Day controversy, according to Beth Broadway of Interfaith Works. Participants looked for common ground, and that meant learning why Columbus Day came to be in the 1930s when Italian Americans were widely persecuted.
How do we build up the fact that Italian Americans are contributors to our society? They are important. And so Columbus, being Italian and having, quote unquote, discovered America, it seemed like this was a great guy and he could be not only an Italian American hero, but an American hero.
That view didn't take into account the crimes against indigenous people perpetrated by Columbus and subsequent Europeans, particularly the Sullivan-Clinton campaign, which destroyed native populations in central New York during the Revolutionary War.
It was a horrible, horrible, horrible massacre of destroying the food sources, destroying the orchards, destroying the villages, and of course, killing the people.
Education of these different viewpoints is crucial to mapping the future of Columbus Day and the Columbus statue in Syracuse, according to Broadway. One idea for the future involves making Columbus Circle a heritage site that includes the current statue as well as displays that explain Haudenosaunee life and the genocide. Broadway says education should guide the way Syracuse makes its decision on Columbus Day going forward.
Not vilify another person, not to try to convince them that you're right, but rather to listen and to understand, and out of that understanding, to become better as a people.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.
Interfaith Works has produced a report for Mayor Ben Walsh with suggestions on how to deal with Columbus Day in the future. You can read that report at WRVO.org.